Thank you, Brother Lindsay. Good evening, audience. Sorry of the difficulty of the speaking. Can you hear me? All right, that's fine. God will surely take care of it for us. We try to do what is right. Tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, Brother Lindsay told me to be in for services tomorrow afternoon at 2. That will not interfere with anyone's service then. Everyone will, their church service, be able to be out and have the service. So, remember that. And then again tomorrow night is regular preaching service. Or regular healing service, rather. Tomorrow afternoon's preaching service. And try to come out if you possibly can. We'd sure be glad to have you. How many of you are Christians? Let's see your hand. Oh, isn't that wonderful? About 99% of the people are Christians. I'm glad of that. To know that the biggest part of the audience is already saved and found Jesus dear to their heart. Now, I want to read just a little bit of the Word first. My Word will fail, but God's Word will never fail. Over in the book of Matthew, the 9th chapter, beginning with the 27th verse, you who mark it. And if the Lord's willing, tomorrow afternoon I want to speak on the subject, I never know, but if He's willing, come and see a man who told me all things. All right, in the 27th verse of the 9th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, we read this. And when Jesus had departed thence, two blind men followed Him, crying, saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus strictly charged them, saying, See that no man knoweth it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. And they went out, and behold, they brought unto him a dumb man possessed with the devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. You notice what it was that had the dumb man bound? A devil. I'm quite sure that modern science wouldn't agree with that, but as Christians, we believe what the Bible says. And the dumb, let's see just a moment, pardon me, the 33rd verse again. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitude marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He cast out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease, every sickness and every disease among the people. Hebrews says that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He's God. And now, one of the most wonderful things of God and the Christians, the connection of the fellowship between God and Christians, is that they that are sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Can you hear me all right now in the back? Is it all right? If you can, raise your hands if you can hear back there all right. That's fine. And I'm trying to stand just as close as possible to this microphone that may give a roar. I do not know. But the greatest thing I found in Christian life is letting the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. And His work is marvelous. How many in here has ever been led by the Spirit? Let's see your hand. Oh my, that's wonderful. Led by the Spirit of God. There's no one to lead you to the altar but the Spirit of God. There's no one would bring you here tonight unless it was the Spirit of God. Is that right? He moves in mysterious ways His wonders to perform. Many times in the leading, since I was a little boy, Sunday a week, if we get to stay that long, I wish to tell my life story Sunday a week, the afternoon service, to let you know just what tears and blood have been along the road. Someone might think it's all roses, but that isn't so, friends. Now, many times, the only time that I can ever be able to say anything to people about their diseases and so forth is when being definitely led by the Spirit. I have to let Him do it. If I would say something within myself, it would certainly be a mistake. Many times it confuses me when there's so many. The best way, when I have the patient to myself, individually, talking to them, to contact them personally. But when it's sometimes, when it's in a mixed audience like this, it's kind of hard to feel just what it is and to know what it is, but you have to be very sensitive to spirit. How we realize and everyone knows there is spirit. That there's spirit, there's bound to be a master of that spirit because it changes the nature of sinners into Christians. And there's bound to be a master ahead there somewhere, and that's God. And He sent His Son on earth, made in likeness of sinful flesh, and He died that we might be redeemed and brought back to God to be sons and daughters of God to walk with Him again. That missing link from the Garden of Eden. But Adam lost, Christ restored again. Many times wish we had time to bank up there for a little while to speak, but just have about 8 minutes or 10. I would just like to give you a few experiences. Just go open my heart to you. And talk to you. There's many times, Christian friends, I guess it won't be much longer. We'll probably be able to have a few more healing services. And I'm afraid that services are going to be closed, services like this. We got trouble ahead, and you know it. So we want to put in everything that we can, and probably when we leave here, I may never see many of you again the rest of my life. We may never meet no more. So let's be sincere with each other, and sincere with God, and He'll deal with us while we have this golden opportunity. I'd like to sit down and talk with each of you a day. But I couldn't do that. I couldn't spend my time in prayer seeking for God. But I'll make an appointment with you after we cross the river. I'll spend all the time you want to. We'll just sit down and by the evergreen tree, by the sea of life, and there talk with each other 1,000 years. Won't it be wonderful? That time, I'd like to shake your hand and say, you remember down in Minneapolis, those times when we tried to be together, just look how it is now. If you want to know when I get home, I'm going to try to sing Amazing Grace when I cross the stream. I can't sing, but I've always wanted to sing that song. I believe God will let me do it when I get over there. If you happen to go over before I do and you hear somebody come out on the porch some morning and hear somebody sing Amazing Grace, you say, Brother Branham got home. That's me. I love the old song for its amazing grace that saved me, brought me thus far. Many times things happen along in the leading of the Spirit that I don't even mention. Don't say nothing about it. Visions are constantly seen. And I try to explain to you how that's done. It sees the individual, sees the way they're moving, what they've done in their life, and it just comes just as real as I'm looking at you. I don't believe any of you could doubt that after seeing it work in the meeting, which has never got to its place yet. Or the meeting has been, we've had lots of trouble in speaking in a tent, and we're new to each other. And it's new here. But I'm very thankful that you're receiving it wonderfully. I can always feel each night look like it's more of the momentum of faith arising all the time. I believe that before the meeting closes, if God permits, there's going to be a great sweep like you've never seen before. See how close that is to being right now. Notice, sometimes he shows me things and I never speak it. Now right now, since I've been standing here, I see four or five things that's already gone on since I've been speaking here at the microphone. But I do not speak it till I see that something has happened. My manager, man, many times, I know this seems a little strange and kind of hard, maybe, for ministers and so forth to just grasp it right now unless they're very spiritual-minded, but I can only be honest. And here not long ago when we met in England, just for a couple experiences, I was in my room one day and I went and told my manager, I said, I was sitting in the room and I seen a vision of Satan coming to us. Told him just about how long it would be, somewhere within about 24 hours, and there it happened. One morning I remember getting up, going down into the city, about 5 o'clock, he woke me up, he said, get on your clothes, and I went out of the city, I walked about 3 miles. I believe that was in Ernstelvik, Erbru it was, Norway, or Sweden. And I went under a tree by a river, and I prayed till 9 o'clock, from 5 until 9. At about 9 o'clock, he wouldn't let me go. I know they'd be wondering where I was at when they got to the room, and I wasn't there. So I was praying. I heard his voice say, rise up now. I rose up. Now, it's just not just imagination, friends. His voice is just as audible as mine is to you. Just as not. When he stands there, it's not just what you just imagine. I hear him when he's walking. Look at him. Talk to him like you talk to me or I talk to you. It's a being, not just an imagination. Man, I can hear him when he puts his feet down, walks, and when he talks, he just talks like I do. Only he's got a voice that was very humble in one way and then very stern in another. His character is no man could paint that. Like if he'd speak, turn the world upside down, yet he's so meek when you look at him, you'd almost cry. And he said, get up. And I got up and started walking. And I walked about a mile, and I was going by a store that I seen the day before. I didn't know what to do, only walk. He said, walk. I thought, I'll just go around this corner. And I got to the corner. He said, turn to your right. I went to the right, two squares, and then said, turn to your left. And just in a split second, I seen my interpreter from the night before. And I knew something was going to happen because it just kept getting closer and closer. I knew what was going to happen. It was going to be right away. He came up to me and shook my hand. And there he said, Brother Branham, it's something strange. I said, just a moment. I began to tell him. And he looked at me. And when it did, I seen us in a vision standing there when he was translating the night before. I said, you just come from the hospital, haven't you? He said, yes, sir. I said, you had one kidney removed. He said, that's right. I just met him the day before. The only thing's in the platform that night. I said, about 3 or 4 years ago, you were supposed to do something and you did not do it. Isn't that true? He said, that's right. I said, then you had an operation, and since your operation, it went over into the other kidney. Is that right? He said, that's right. I said, last night when I was praying in a congregational prayer, didn't you take your hand and take hold of my coat like that real easy? He just started crying, his hands up in the air. So that's right, Brother Ben. And I asked God last night if that was so that he would confirm it. And about a half hour ago, he told me, get up and go down on the street. And at just 1 second time, and I would have missed him. There it was, confirmed of his healing, how God works in mysterious ways. I went up and met Brother Moore, Brother Lindsay and them. We went downtown. He's going to walk me around just a little for the Spirit was still anointing. I keep walking lots of times that way because I can't be still then. Went downtown. We stand looking in the window, and I said, Brother Moore, but yeah, I said, now on the road back, there'll be a man with a dark suit on, a light hat, step out of the building, ask me to go pray for his wife, only I can't do it. He said, when will that happen? I said, sometime this morning. I said, because when the vision came, it's the same morning. And we've been gone about a half hour. After that, we turned around a corner, stepping out of a store, came a man with a black suit on, a gray hat, tucked his hat on, said, Brother Branham, I'm so glad to meet you. He said, I've got my wife upstairs here. Just Brother Moore said, what about that? We went on in, brother back to the next manager. That afternoon we were walking, went downtown, standing there on the street. I said, I see two women dressed in dark that's coming out of a store. Will stop us pretty shortly, Brother Baxter. And we'd gone just about two squares and was looking in a man's store some ties. And just then, coming out of the same store, came two ladies dressed in black, and one of two of us began holding their hands. They couldn't talk English, but wanted to discernment of spirit of what was wrong with them on their hand. Brother Baxter said, well, now, those things happen all the time. But I don't mention them, friends, unless it's something that will profit or benefit something like that. Now, many times that Christians praying, there was a lady sat here last night, had a little baby. Many of you here probably was here last night with a lady I was hunting for as a little baby. You remember that? She had been in prayer about that, and in the room I saw her. I couldn't make out just what kind of a dress that was, but I seen she had her hair braided and blonde-headed and had a little baby. And the Lord had showed that the baby was to be healed, and the baby was healed before we left the building last evening. Now, it's wonderful. Recently in Fort Wayne, we were having a meeting. How many has ever been? Was anybody here at the Fort Wayne meeting? Somebody, perhaps? Yes, here's two or three hands is here at the Fort Wayne meeting. Marvelous crowds gathered. V.E. Rediger. How many ever heard of V.E. Rediger years ago? Paul Rader wrote his song, Only Believe. In his meeting there, where Mr. Rediger had some daughters, he's gone on to glory quite a while ago. One of the nation's most outstanding men on divine healing. I just returned from Pensacola, Florida. Boy, I had the largest altar call I ever had. 2,000 at one time gave their hearts to Christ. One altar call. And I had just come home. I entered into a little church that morning. There was packed several hundred around the church. They was trying to get me out, and someone told me, said, a psychopathic case, laying back in the coal shed of the church, said, Mrs. Rediger. I said, Mrs. Rediger, what relation are you to V.E. Rediger? So that's his daughter. V.E. Rediger, a warrior of God, resting in glory, and his daughter, a mental case, his other daughter died in the same condition. She had been a mental case in the institution for about 2 years. There she was, her mother trying to hold her, a beautiful young lady, her hair down, sitting back there and just holding her eyes, staring. I walked into where she was. She was going to move back, kind of murmuring her mouth like that, saying something about Penny or something other, and moving back like that. So Miss Rediger looked up, and I said, oh my, is that Brother Rediger's daughter? Said, it is. I said, dear Lord Jesus, have mercy on the girl. And ask for that power of the enemy to leave the girl. And a moment, she was to herself. And today I got a letter. She's going to be married in August. How glorious. Out of the mental institution. And how glorious it is to find his leading there in Fort Wayne. They found out what hotel I was staying in, Indiana Hotel, and the people had crowded in the lobby till we had to hire one of the bellboys to get us a way to go out and down through the alley over an ash pile to get something to eat. So many people in there crowding in. Then all of a sudden one day we was going down the street. My wife was with me, had the baby. I had my coat collar up, going down the street packing my little girl. We were going down to the place called, I believe, the Toddle House or Hobble House or something where we were eating. That was where Mr. Eaton of Canada had met there in a room that morning, sent the meeting to be healed of his stomach trouble, and God healed him down the tabernacle a few days later. He wouldn't come to where I was eating that morning. He just paid for my breakfast. The next morning, going down, walking down the street, something said, turn to your left. Mrs. Morgan, 21-year graduate nurse, my first case of cancer ever felt the vibration. Wait. 37 pounds, brought into the meeting, just out of the skin and bone. She weighs 155 now in perfect health. The doctors, the best there was in the nation, told her she had just a few days to live. It went all through her, just opened up, told her back. Cancer just stuck to her, malignant. Nothing could be done, couldn't even put a knife on her, no one, to operate. Now she weighs 157 pounds in perfect health. She was going along, kind of helping sometimes with the sick along like that because she's a very brilliant woman. And we were going down, and something said, turn to your left. I heard it just the same as you hear me. I turned to the left. Margie said to my wife, what's the matter? I said, now just let him go. I went on down. We went walking down to the left. I stopped at another place called Miller's Cafeteria. I wondered why. Something said, go in here. I went in the cafeteria, got some little breakfast and prunes and so forth, and sat down. My wife said, you're sure in a big place like this to get trapped people gather around, and I started to eat, and as I asked the blessing, I heard somebody say, "Praise the Lord." I looked over, and a poor old mother was raising up, wiping her eyes. Margie said, "You better go." I said, "You don't, the whole group." I said, "Just a moment, is the Holy Spirit leading?" She came over there and said, "Brother Branham." But I followed meeting after meeting, trying to get my brother in the line. I couldn't do it. But his heart was bad enough to push through the diaphragm. Said we was examined a few days ago before coming. Doctor said he just had a little while to live. We sold our cow to get the money to come up here from Texas. So we've been to several meetings. We sold all we got. But I have seen I couldn't get it. There's too many there. I've had cards several times, but the number's never been called. She said, "But I was praying last night, all night and fasting." She said, "And about daylight this morning, I woke up and I had a dream, and I dreamed that I should come down here to the cafeteria and wait at 9 o'clock. And I looked at my watch, it's just exactly 9. They're bringing him here." You know what happened, don't you? The Lord marvelously healing, leading of the Spirit. He works on both ends. Then, going out the door, we're just leaving, went out the door about 2 minutes after, didn't eat, and a young lady standing there fell down on the street and began screaming just as we went out the door, dressed in black. She lived in Chicago Heights, malignant cancer. Said, "Brother Branham, I prayed, I've been praying for weeks that I could get here," and said, "It just got a little while." She had been to the clinic here, and nothing could be done for her. Her husband was a great businessman there of some sort, and she said, "This morning early, that something told me to come to Miller's cafeteria and stand here at 9:10. There it was. I met her in a little rock here a few weeks ago, just shouting the praises of God, perfectly normal and well. Went walking on down the street. The Holy Spirit said, "Stop here." I told the wife, I said, "You all go on. They'll get you in the hotel." She said, "Well, I'll cross the drugstore over there to get some books, colored books that keep the baby in the room all the time." And I stopped and I went back up looking at some fish and tackle, and I waited just a moment. I said, "Father, what is it you would have me do?" And I waited a few moments. I heard that voice say, "Go down to the corner." I went down to the corner, standing at the corner, across the street. I went across the street to stand there. You people from Fort Wayne know how they direct the traffic there. And it was on a Saturday morning. And I stood there for quite a while. After a while, I've seen a lady crossing the street. The whistle blew many times. A lady crossing the street, holding a pocketbook on her arm. And she's dressed in a checkered suit, a little checkered tam on. She walked. The Holy Spirit said, "Go close to her." I went and stood there. The woman may be in this meeting tonight, for all I know. And I stood right there on the corner. And she passed right on by and went by. I thought, that's strange. He never did tell me anything wrong. She walked about the distance that pole. She's looking down, looking sideways. And she turned around, looked back, and said, "Oh, Brother Branham." She come back, and she started crying. And she said, "I'm from Canada." So I followed all through Canada. So I come over here, and only allowed so much money. Last night, so I slept studying in a hotel lobby. And this morning, I had 1 5 cent for a cup of coffee. But I was going out here to hitchhike home. But I was just 2 squares below, and the Holy Spirit said, "Turn to your right." But I went to the right, and he said, "Turn to your left." And I was being led by him, and said, "Turn around and see." He said, "Brother Branham, my hand's been crippled." I said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus, give me that hand." And here come the hand straight, a big Irish cop blowing a whistle, said, "I know who you are, Brother Branham." Well, we had a prayer line here on the street in a few moments. It was just everywhere. What is it? Led of the Spirit of God. That's what it is, friends. Recently on my road to Dallas, I hurried quickly. On the road going to Dallas, the plane was grounded. I thought, oh my. I stayed all night. The next morning, I was going down to put my mail in the box. They told us they'd come pick us up. I was going down the street trying to sing that little old Christian song, the Pentecost folk saint. Glad that I can say I'm one of them. Did you ever hear it? It's people almost everywhere. It's hearts all burning with flames as the fire fell on. The Holy Ghost makes us all the same or something like that. And I was trying to sing it, going down the street, my letters in my hand, going walking along down the street. I started across the street, the Holy Spirit said, "Stop," right in front of a bank, Memphis, Tennessee. I thought, oh my, what's this? I walked over the corner, I said, "Father, what would you have me do?" I stood still for a few moments, because I wasn't thinking about it. I felt that real strange feeling move on me. I said, "Turn and go right back."
And I went right back down, past the hotel again, just kept on going down the street, humming to myself. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Going on, went way on down to the other side of Memphis, on down to the colored district. I thought, what am I doing down here? Just led by the Spirit. I looked. They crossed this way and across over the street, went out on the other side. I was going over there, turned to my right, went up the street this way, all the little whitewashed places there, those colored places where the colored live. And I passed by and I seen a typical old Aunt Jemima with a shirt, man's shirt tied around her head, leaning over the gate. The sun was coming up, roses around the gate, the sun kissing away the fragrance away from the roll, and the air was full of the birds were singing, how glorious. And I had my hand going on like that singing, led of the Spirit. I looked at her as I passed by. She was leaning over the gate. She said, good morning, Parson. Down the south at Parson, you know. I said, good morning, Andy. She wiped the tears from her eyes, began laughing. I said, how'd you know I was a Parson? Do you know me? She said, no, sir. I said, how'd you know I was a Parson? That Parson, did you ever hear about that woman in the Bible, the Shumanite woman? I said, yes. She said, the Lord give her a child? I said, yes. But Oz was a woman that was barren, too. The Lord give me a son. And said, I promised to raise him for the Lord. But I've done my best. But said, Parson, he took the road that's wrong. Said, he's a fine young man, and he backslid. And said, he went out with the wrong company. And said, he's laying in here now. Said, the doctors have done give him all the shots they can. He's been unconscious now for 2 days. The doctor says that he is going to die. It's a venereal disease. Said, done give him everything could be given, but it was too late before they caught it, and he is going to die. And said, Parson, well, I know him laying there dying, a backslider, but I couldn't stand it. But I prayed and prayed, and I said, Lord, you gave me the boy, but where is Elisha at? So, but I prayed and I prayed and said, this morning, a little 4 days, said the Lord told me to come out here and stand at this gate. And her back was wet with dew. But I just stood here because said, I believe in the leading of the Spirit. Oh, my. There is where God and believer meets together on common grounds of faith. She said that he told me to stand here and said the sun came up, but I just kept waiting. When you come down the street, said, I know you as the Parson. I said, my name is Branham. She told me what her name was. I said, did you ever hear my services? No, sir, Parson. I told her about it. The tears began to run down her cheeks. Said, I know the Lord wouldn't fail me. We went into the room. There laid a fine, big boy laying there, about 160 or 70 pounds, a picture of health. The blankets gathered in his hands like his, going, And she walked over and patted him on the cheek. She said, Mammy's baby, might be old as he was, but you know there's a mother's love. You're always Mama's baby. You know that mother's love, no matter what you do, it's never forgotten. Mother's love. So she patted him on the cheek, said, Mama's baby. And I took a hold of his feet. His feet was cold. Oh, my dying. I said, Andy, he's in awful bad shape. Said, yes, the Parson. The doctor said he'd never gain consciousness no more. I held his feet and I said, shall we pray? She said, yes, Parson. She knelt down on the floor and she began praying. I tell you, that old saint prayed a prayer that you know she's talking to God to. And when she got through praying, she said, thank you, dear Lord. I walked over to where he was at, looked at him a little bit, and I laid my hands over on him. I said, dear God, I don't know why you led me down here. My plane's ready to leave now. But I said, I don't know why you led me here, but I just come by the leading. And now in the name of your son, Jesus, I lay hands upon this dying boy for his life, for his soul to be saved. I said, Mammy, oh, Mammy. She said, he's talking, Parson. That talked for 2 days. Said, Mammy, it's getting light. Said, it's getting light in here, Mammy. I see where my boats are going now. Just a few minutes, he was on the floor, rejoicing, happy. About a week later, I got a letter from him. The doctor's pronouncing negative. He's living tonight in Memphis, Tennessee, healthy and strong because that his dear old mother followed the leading of the Holy Spirit. Those that are sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit of God. Isn't that right? Let us bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, oh, you've been so good to us. Time gets away so easy when we're talking about Jesus, talking about his wonderful works. Here in the earth today, he said a little while, the world will see me no more. The world doesn't understand. They're blinded by the God of this world, walking in darkness in their own way, in their own sinful lust. But we thank thee. Thou hast said, I'll be with you, even in you, unto the end of the world. Tonight, wherever you can find a sincere heart, you'll lead them by your Spirit. Oh, God, this Saturday night, when many people are shopping, many are out, roadhouses, places of ill fame, young boys laying on the barroom floor, young girls, the road that's wrong, dancing their way to a Christless grave, and the old mother's prayers right over the top of them. Oh, Master, somehow, lead those people tonight. Speak to them, and may they find a place tomorrow at a good old-fashioned altar to become your servant. Lord, may the results of this meeting be an old-fashioned revival breakout that will sweep from to the cities and the nations. Oh, we believe that soon you shall send Jesus. Gather us together. There's many here, thy Father, that's sick and needy. I feel your Spirit now. We all know that you're here. Said, wherever two or three are gathered, I'll be in their midst. And we feel you, literally, with spiritual feeling. We know that you're here. And now, Father, as I have testified to these people concerning a divine gift, we only have my word lest you speak, Lord. But I know that you'll speak. Vindicate us, testify of it. All praise and glory is to thee, thou marvelous Son of God. You're so wonderful to redeem us, us poor lost sinners, worthy of death and separation, worthy of hell. But thou hast redeemed us. Oh, how my heart jumps when I think that I'm redeemed, and just as sure as you raised from the grave, someday we shall come forth with a new body. We'll never be sick no more or suffer. Now, dear God, bless tonight those who are here. May the Holy Spirit just move right out over this audience now. Speak to every one of them and say, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, the Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth. His Spirit moving with us tonight. May they sweetly accept it in the form of the Holy Spirit and be saved and healed tonight. For we ask it in the name of thy Son, Jesus. Amen. Yes. I do. I'm not a very emotional type person, but my heart's been strangely warm since I come here tonight. For some cause, I don't know why. I trust that God will pour out his Spirit yet tonight over all the audience. And tomorrow I pray there'll be one gleaming light of God around this little place. Oh, people, fast and pray. Get ready. Jesus is coming soon. I believe it. Be ready. What's it going to profit you if we should gain all the world, then lose our soul? What good would it do us? No good at all. Let's serve him with all of our hearts. Father, lining up the audience, let's pray again just a moment. Father, come near now. Abide with us, Jesus. Bless us tonight. There's those who are here so are looking so anxiously, and it's seemingly that just a little extra blessing is on us tonight somehow, or just around near. Maybe you're just fixing to pour out the Spirit upon us. We pray that it will be, Father. Heal all now. The angel of God that you sent to me at my birth, guided me down through life by your hand. He who meets and talks and shows the visions that I speak of. Oh, Jesus, send him now in thy name, that he might be able to discern the gift of discernment, to know the heart. Said, the things that I do, these shall you do also and greater. You knew the heart of all people. You knew all diseases. You told Philip where he was at before he came to the prayer line. You told him where to find the horses tied. You told him where an empty room was to make ready the Last Supper. Oh, you told the woman of her sins. And then one day they tied a rag around your eyes, pulled beard out of your face and spit on you, said, now prophesy and say, who spoke? Lord, you never opened your mouth. We're thankful for your wonderful life, for the Spirit that you have given us to live by. Help us now. And may every disease that passes this away, may great visions and wonders be done tonight. Grant it, Lord. And as the people see these things done, may they accept thee right then. In the name of thy Son, Jesus. Amen.
And I believe that there's great things that happened with you. Look, Moses performed his signs one time before the children of Israel, and every one of them believed him. Is that right? He didn't have to put his hands in the second line to make his sign. He didn't have to turn his stick into a serpent. They believed. Therefore, one sign that I speak of, that he gave for his life, one sign to be proven. And was accepted. And remember, as he's healing you on the platform, he could be healing out there at the same time. You believe him. Don't worry about getting up here. Just accept him right where you are. And God will heal you right where you're sitting now. You believe it? All right. I ever want to be real religious and pray. And now, I wish you all felt like I do just now. Such a feeling. These are just real life. Holy Spirit's in the building to bless us and to help. I know none of you. Don't know one person as far as I know. And I don't know what's wrong with you. God knows that. I don't know one thing's wrong with you. But I have to depend on you and say you pray with me, Christian. Good evening. Just waiting for a moment for our time to get myself to settle down to talk with you just a moment. You're a stranger to me. I'm a stranger to you. Never seen you in my life. I guess you've seen me before. But you look healthy and strong, but there's something wrong with you, or you wouldn't be here. Let's have your hand just a minute. I can't find it there, so I won't talk to you just a moment. You believe in God? Yes, you believe in God. You believe that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself? where the Spirit that was in Christ returned back to you in the form of the Holy Spirit lives in the church today. Nine spiritual gifts to be given to the church. And now you being a stranger to me, and knowing nothing of you, well, if I ever know what's wrong with you, it has to be revealed by a spiritual being. You're weary, aren't you? You've been thinking a whole lot, sister. I'm not reading your mind. You're just now something. Now, so the audience will know. A real strange feeling just begins coming on you. That's why I raise your hand. See? Now, that's when your spirit is contacting the gift. Now, it just feels to me I'm getting weak, you see, just before a vision probably is fixing to take place. I do not know. Yes? You're worried? You've been told you had a cancer. Is that right? Just be aware. Don't fear, sister, believe. Let's see. Now be aware. Of course, you feel real numb. That's kind of subsided, right there. I just made it broke. You keep looking at me, see? Huh? A doctor never told you that. A man told you you had a cancer. You were in the prayer line. After that, you went to the doctor's office. And he told you you didn't have a cancer. Did he tell you, I've seen something kind of wrong with that man, wearing a dust ribbon suit? You're trouble to the thrill, isn't it? That's right, I'm doing the thrill. It's nervousness, sister, is what's wrong with you. Just nerves in your throat. You're going to be all right. She's not right. You have faith now, don't you? But Father, your daughter stands here weary and worked up. She feels that she did something wrong, but well. Have mercy and be with her now. God console your child. By laying hands upon her in the name of Jesus, thy Son, and ask for this nervous tickling sensation in her throat to leave her. She can return to her loved ones healthy and well just now. Satan, leave the girl in the name of Jesus Christ. I love this. All right, you may raise your head up. My sister. Is that the truth?
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yes.
You know, you have it. You go home now and you do what I tell you to do. Just forget all about all of it. Go on home, eat, drink, rejoice, and praise the Lord. Tell everybody about your healing glory by God. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
I watched what God said. 12 years ago, I was in the dry hospital, they saw that TV was fine. And the doctor prolapsed my abdomen in 1 week. And I had no idea because the doctor said that the gas was complete and my body would be expired. One day I got an anointed razor from Dr. Price. And a few days I got my x-ray and I was loaded up. And as soon as I could walk long enough, I was home. But tonight I'm glad that I had such an honest testimony. And I really want to give it to his honor and glory.
Amen. God bless you, sister. All right, let's say praise the Lord, everybody. Let's be real, brother. All right, bring your next patient. Everybody be real. Thank you, brother. God bless you, sister. Stop crying, mother. Look this way, mother. You. You're kind of weary yourself, aren't you?
stand up just a moment. While the lady with the dark coat on went up and put her hand over there. She looked like seen something happen before. Have you got some trouble, too? The female trouble is. Is that right? I see you refuse the truth. I've got study trouble too, don't you? Well, Jesus Christ is healed. You go on home and eat what you want to. He's answered your prayer. God bless you, Father. Just call it down. Do you have a good courage, aren't you, minister? You're living, aren't you? I thought I'd seen a pulpit near you. That's your wife, isn't it? She's in a nervous condition. Is that right? Be of a good courage. Just keep praying. I've seen it vanish out, but I don't know what happened. And just keep praying with them. Be of a good courage. Are you the patient?
Praise the Lord.
It's the fact that they put people emotional. You think, well, you're just a little emotional. Now, the lady's faith healed her. That's what done the work, was her faith. If you only have faith to believe, you can be healed of anything. God bless you, sister. I see your trouble, but I can't say that. Now, you do. You're trying. How do you do, sister? Let's see your hand just come out. Look this way, sister. There's many things that you feel is wrong with. But there's one main thing that's causing it all. Nervous. You're extremely nervous, aren't you? You've been that way for a long time, too. Stigmatism in your eyes make you like weak. Isn't that right? When you're a child, it's that way. When you're just a little girl. School, so forth. Yeah, I see that. You're a belief now. God says, call from your very church, plant, and see how many of us are good. Are you still faith in God? You believe now with all your heart? Let's see your hand. Now, look, lady. Yeah, I realize that you're nervous, so you're trying to believe. I want you to keep looking. Don't turn your head. Keep looking this way. Cut off the vision. You believe now? You believe I'll ask him that nervousness to leave you? Yes, ma'am. Now, you bow your head and be faithful. Our Heavenly Father, we pray thee to be merciful to our sister, making her well while she's nervous and run down. Many, many wearies of this life. Dear God, I pray that you'll heal her tonight as I bless her in thy name, trusting that you'll make her completely well through Jesus Christ, thy Son. Amen. God bless you, sister. Not both God and them. Believe with all your heart. All right. On to your next patient. How do you do, sir? My brother here, the man was just healed. Just a moment, he said, while I was praying for you, you felt a real cruel feeling go through you, isn't that right? And everything that you had been doing or so forth, did the Holy Spirit reveal it right here? If you just raise your hand so the audience will know. You're a perfect stranger, aren't you? How many believe that the gift of God has come down from heaven and all this? That's right. It's infallible. It's never. Now your healing is your faith, but the gift of God is perfect. Perfect. Never fail. Can't fail because it's God. Then if He can be here so close to you in normal things,
reveal unto you as he promised he would do. These things that I did greater shall you do, for I go to my Father. Is that right? Now, someone might think that it seems like many times people say no to leprosy, and you know how the devil can rage. You don't want to be told, Jesus, they cast out devils through Beelzebub. Is that right? The effect of them, they'll find something. And looking at the people, you might think that's what caused the people to looking at their eyes, and if it's reading their mind, that isn't it, man. It's attracting the spirit that's in the person. See, they got a disease, and they're a human being, and their faith got to be built up on this level to believe it, or he won't let loose. See, the listen at the order of it, ministers especially. Now, here it is, and listen close. If you get the people to believe you, he said, be sincere on your plate, nothing will stand before the Lord. I said, they won't believe them, they're educated. I can't speak right. And I have a full following and so forth. He said, I'll be with you. And you'll be given two signs to cause the people to believe. Now, those signs merely cause the people to believe. Because the need of all their faith is what healed us. How many understand this? Raise your hand. Oh, that's wonderful. Now, the person who I said, here comes a man sitting there now. I haven't looked at him. Don't know him. But I'll say to that man, when my back turned to the man, if he will believe with all his heart, and believe the story I have told about this is the truth, God will make no need. That's wrong. You believe it? Say so you believe with all your heart, do you stand on? The patient. You believe with all your heart? All right, I've never touched you. If I be able to tell you what's wrong with you, well, you know whether it's the truth or not wrong. Is that right? You accept it coming from God? Alright? When you do as I tell you, alright, you can go home now. You're going to get over the heart trouble you had. For the Lord has healed you. So, I thought you were going to be able to say it. God bless you. The water of the Lord Jesus Christ make you whole. Let's bow our heads and pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee from the depths of our hearts for the Spirit of our Son, Jesus Christ, who saves, heals, makes well. God bless everyone in here tonight. May all this audience around everywhere believe on you just now. And be healed, every one of them. May the Holy Spirit just move right down into this audience and heal all the sick and the afflicted. Save the unsaved. Bring them to a knowledge of thee and let them know that soon you're coming, dear Jesus, to catch away a people whose spirit filled, blood washed, ready to go and meet you. Hear the prayer of our humble servant in Jesus' name. Amen. Or everybody be reverent. Somebody is right in here that's praying. All right, just be reverent, everyone. I think it's someone standing on the line in heaven. Pray you're not get in the line of somebody. Now I keep contacting. Good evening, sister. You're loving with all your heart. Because you're trusting with all your heart. You believe that what you feel is Him now.
All right, then go home, and that female trouble you had has left you now. You can go home and be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. Let's say praise the Lord. That's the way you're supposed to believe. Amen. Sister, you're trying awful hard, aren't you? Well, looky here. I want you to look this way. I've seen you move twice. But I want to ask you something. They ain't bound in that cock. You're a stranger to me. They ain't there disappointed because you couldn't get a prayer card. Isn't that right? Wanted a card so bad. I don't know you, sister. But I do know now what's wrong with you. And I know that you're not going to live but a very few days if something isn't done for you. Because you're suffering with cancer. Isn't that right? That's right. You can't live unless something's done for you. I'm going to ask you this as your brother. 5 years later, until you die. Nothing can be done for you in medical aid. Only faith, only thing can help you now. Isn't that right? Now, why not believe God's word? Why not be a believer to discern the spirit moving in the building? That's the very God of creation. Do you believe that? You step in this service? You believe on me as this prophet? You do? Will you obey me in the same way? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, rise up tomorrow and go home. Be well. That spirit is raised up. Ladies, you have the red coat on in the altar. You're a sucker of cancer, aren't you? All right, so lift your hands up above the soul. The same kind of words that the order 15 stand up on your feet, Jesus Christ has made you whole. Let's say praise the Lord. Do you believe the audience? In sure? Let's stand and give him praise, everybody. Let's accept him right now. Will you believe him? Will you accept him right there together? Accept him now. You. Sister, do you believe him now with your heart? Accept him just now. For the little boy, the Lord is just crushed in your feet. Oh, let's raise your hands to the Lord Jesus. Father, move in the hearts of this people. Bless them. Now, may the Holy Spirit confirm me just now as times of others. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Audience, listen carefully. Notice.